And we just had our Christmas present this morning. Shay's turned up in person in the studio.
Thank you.
We're just going to plug Shay in.
We're just plugging
Shay's in. We've now created a trip hazard with headphone cables in the studio. Yeah. So, we take health and safety very seriously around here. Morning, Shay.
Good morning, John.
How are you? How's your journey to us in the studio this morning?
It was a little bit wet out there.
Yeah.
A little bit wet.
You make it sound like you swam. Down the River Mole, River Thames.
Well, you never know.
No, you came by car, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
It's good. So your carer brought you here. Good to have you in the studio. And you're listening to us because we've got Simon on the line.
We have, haven't we?
Yeah,
morning, Simon.
Morning, Shane. Morning, John. Nice to hear you guys.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Morning, nice, Simon.
Nice to have Shane in the studio, actually, this morning. So it's good, yeah. So, yeah.
Certainly.
It's going to be an interesting...
Indeed, one of my best friends.
Simon.
Oh, there you go.
Because we spoke the other day, didn't we?
We did on Friday, yes.
That's right, yeah.
We had a park we did on at the ITF 15, so Hills Race at Leatherhead, unfortunately. So we only got 45% of our show on, unfortunately.
Oh, so you were sitting there when the lights went out and everything went...
Yes, for about 5 minutes, and then James and Mark went, we had a bit of a problem, and James was a bit annoyed, and I did a video, we put on our social network, he put it on Facebook, Mark did, I put it onto YouTube, and to explain what's going on, my Uncle Mark wondered what happened, what the hell's going on, he's listening to it in Bristol, like, I don't think we've got to, it went a bit funny.
Do you know it's the worst nightmare if you're in radio and the power goes off? I mean, you know, particularly in community radio, because if you're like one of these big national multimedia people, you're probably going to have a generator, but, you know, we haven't got that current facility here, so we're relying on the power, you know, no power, no radio station, so it all went a bit, it was a bit of a silent night then, was it, when the power went off?
Pretty much. No electricity. And it was all caused by Storm Debbie, which had about a month ago or so, unfortunately.
It's all Debbie's fault. Blame on Debbie, yeah.
I do blame Storm Debbie because of England and South East coastline and the power supply problems. And other things as well have been caused by it. So there you go.
There you go. Well, we were right in Woking, I think, with power, sort of touch wood. I hope we're not tempting fate there, but yeah. So apart from power cuts, how's your week been, Simon?
Well, I've been very busy. I went for a walk around Virginia Lake on Wednesday. For second walk I've done this year, well, recently. Ooh. With my car. We walked very slowly. I had a blister plaster on my back of my foot. I can't walk too fast, but we've tried that experiment with my walking shoe today, well, that day on Wednesday. And we walked around the lake, and it was quite relaxing. I saw Katie Kitchen. I didn't plan on that. And that's Gavin Kitchen's wife. So we had a chat. She was working with some school children. I was quite surprised. Mm-hmm.
So,
and then
So Gavin Kitchen is he runs a group that you go to, I believe, doesn't he? He used to work for Link Able, is that right?
Yeah, he runs I think it's G8 or something. I can't remember the name.
And this is the amazing thing, right? Gavin used to be in Biker Grove back in the day, didn't he? On the telly.
And Heartbeat. And lots of other soaps
as well. How on earth did he end up working with you in Woking? I mean,
it's amazing how that happens. He just became a carer at Link Cable, and he started working in Cable, and he got to meet me. I think I must have been in my sort of probably mid-20s or something when I met him, and we just became friends in the end, and he took care of me and looked out for me, and I gave him the guidance, he gave me guidance. We both worked both ways, and now his company, I give him like New Zealand to go to, which he'd never been to, because I couldn't go to him because of my care. I got my care out of that, which is good news, John.
Yeah, that's good. Great. So you got the support and the care you need. But it's amazing when you think, right, how sort of things work out in life, you know. So I'm thinking Gavin would have been in Biker Grove in the early days, or late 80s, early 90s. He's now working as a carer. And then you've got Anton Jeck in the jungle.
I know.
Bizarre, you could have ended up Anton Jeck as your carer. That would be quite interesting, wouldn't it? I wouldn't trust them if they're helping you with your cooking, Simon. You might end up eating all sorts.
Yeah, no,
imagine definitely it.
Not cockroaches.
I know you're supposed to have spaghetti bolognese, Simon, but, you know, we've actually got bits of sheep you might have liked to try. You know,
imagine
it. Yeah, I don't think so. Lovely. Are you watching I'm a Celebrity?
No, I haven't had a chance to watch. I mean, I haven't watched it this year. I'm just so busy, John. I have to put things on YouTube. I've got to get my house clean today. I'm only one man. I haven't got about a zillion Simons. If I could multiply myself, me and more things, but I can't, unfortunately.
We need to clone you, Simon. We need to have about at least 20 Simons running around.
Yeah, 20 Simons, eh?
Imagine it.
Could you imagine it?
What do you call a group of Simons? I mean, that's probably a name for it, isn't there?
They're like Homer Simpson, the Simpson. He might have played stuff about a million times. That'd be cool.
Imagine that, yeah. Wow. We'll get all 20 of you on the radio at the same time. That would be a bit surreal. Anyway, yeah. So it sounds like you've had a good week, a good walk around Virginia Water Lake and keep yourself busy. The weather, though, I sort of found myself this weekend thinking it's a little bit misty, you know, particularly sort of yesterday I was out and about and there was quite a bit of mist. Quite well on today, wasn't there?
Yes, it was very foggy, especially around the high ground of Surrey yesterday morning into the evening, around the North Downs, around Basingstoke. I went up to Basingstoke, you know, yesterday, Milestone Museum.
Oh, love Milestones.
And we went up there on the train, and not more than about 10-5 minute walk from the train station. It's just been west of Basingstoke. We're Basingstoke's a town, it's not a city. And we went up there, and we went to the Christmas market, and it was, a Christmas market. There was a bit of Christmas market going on. I bought a few chocolates for my mum and dad, and a few other things. A few more extra Christmas presents. And, it was just lovely, John, and it was really quite nice and quite
lovely.
Pleasant. And, historically speaking, there's an old games in there. They've got one from Marsha Thatcher's time, which is called Space Invaders.
Yes.
I put 50p in coin in, and it was amazing. I play a lot of the old games. I told my friend Dominic last night, because I went out with my friend Dominic and my friend Hannah and Dave. Hannah and Dave's my sister Faye's friends. Unfortunately, my sister Faye's deceased in 2012, but they're my friends now. We had a good time and had a little chat. We had an Indian restaurant in Farncombe, which was quite nice, and had a lovely meal. And me and Hannah tried to convince my friend Dominic to lose weight.
that would be an interesting conversation.
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas, yeah. Imagine
long story short is that I obviously put weight on, and I think it's probably what caused my injury in my foot. Hannah put weight on this year, she only got diabetes, so she had to lose weight. And we talked about my sister Bay, because she had diabetes. So
it's a Christmas joy this morning, Simon, aren't we? I mean, but Milestones, yeah. I mean, I don't know if either of you two have come across Milestones Museum in Basingstoke, have you heard, Jay?
What's that?
Milestones Museum in Basingstoke.
No, I haven't.
Really nice. It's like an indoor museum, so it's an all-weather thing, and you've got like an old sort of village recreated from days gone by. They've got air raid shelters, old buses, and old sort of shops, and you can buy your... When you went there, did you buy your ration of sweets from the sweet shop?
I don't like old-fashioned sweets.
Okay.
A and B, I don't have them very much because it causes me ulcers. So I have them. I'm going to get a few sweets for my ski holiday flying abroad to stop my ears locking up when I fly abroad. So I'm going abroad soon, going skiing. I'm doing a ski test today in Guildford Dry Slope to see how the foot goes. If it goes well, I'm doing half a day skiing. I go abroad. But I don't eat sweets as much as I used to when I was younger. That's what would cause my sister's diabetes, having too many sweets.
Yeah.
She ate so many sweets. It was mad.
Wow.
And I didn't like having that many sweets as much as she did. She bought so many in Woolworths, which is a great shop, which is sadly gone.
Yes, it's a season to be jolly. Thank you. Anyway, so the weather, a bit misty this morning, looking a bit overcast. What can we expect from the weather into next week?
What can we expect? Well, we're talking about some very unsettled wet weather. It's going to turn very mild up until mid-December, and then mid-December onwards it's going to turn colder. And across Western Europe, where Germany is and Austria, they've had a huge amount of snow. They've had, I think, about 30 to 40 minutes. And the Alps in Austria, there's so much snow. They've had avalanches, especially across Western Ukraine. You know, a lot of people trapped in cars, and it's been absolutely horrendous over there, John Andrews. Incredible.
Okay.
Literally.
So in terms of a bit closer to home then, in the Woking area, it's going to remain a bit cold, and are we going to have a really, really
mild.
Cold, or a mild, and then a really cold Christmas day, do you think? Is it going to be a white Christmas?
It's 50-50 at the moment. I'm not saying it's going to be a white Christmas just yet. It's 50-50. It's in the balance. So it's still a way off. We're getting there bit by bit.
Yeah.
So I see 50% chance of white Christmas at the moment. But at the moment it looks 50% chance. But we might get a named storm from the 14th to the 16th of December called Storm Emma. But it's all to play for, John Andrews. The weather for the next few weeks is going to be very unpredictable, very wild, very wild.
Lovely. Okay. And January, looking further past Christmas into New Year. What's January going to be like? There's Shay's phone going off.
I've just stopped this, hold on.
Hang on, Shay's got to turn his phone
live
off.
Live radio.
There we go, Shay's just turned his phone off. Yeah.
Thank you,
is there someone phoning you? I just heard you on the radio, Shay, I've got to phone you and let you know.
Anyway. No, right in the middle of Simon's conversation,
yes.
Carry on.
So the weather in January, Simon.
It should turn colder in January and snowy as well. It should be very cold and snowy and foggy as well. It should do. That's what I'm forecasting at the moment. But this weather change as usual, John Andrew. So we'll see.
Brilliant. Okay.
Does look cold in January. And quite snowy.
So
that's what I think.
We'll wrap up warm then, yes. So Simon, the YouTube channel, how do we find you on YouTube and follow your adventures?
I'm Simon H. Evans.
So check them out. Simon, always a pleasure. We better go because Shay's got a important phone call to take.
Well, not really, no. But yeah.
Who was it, Shay?
That's your YouTube channel, isn't it, Simon?
Yes, it is, Shane.
Yeah, Simon H. Evans,
correct, yeah, enjoy the base like me seeing videos and you get a chance to watch the show. You would love it. Yeah. You're really going to enjoy it, mate.
When did you do those then, mate?
Yesterday, mate. Yeah. I put it on last night.
Shay's a big fan of your YouTube channel, aren't you, Shay?
I am.
Yeah,
indeed.
Brilliant. Okay, well, there you go, because, Shay has to go and return his phone call. It might be something important.
No, it's not a phone call.
No?
No.
Is it the alarm for him to wake up?
No, it's just my alarm.
Okay, right, yeah. So it's the alarm.
Right.
Oh, there we go. Okay, that's good to know. Simon, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, thanks, John Andrews. I'll see you Monday next week. Thank you.
Yes, we'll see you soon.
See you tomorrow, Simon.
I'll talk to you next week.
See you tomorrow, Jay. See you later. Thanks, Simon. This is Radio Woking. So there we go. We've had me singing in the shower this morning.
We got another bonus.
And added, is it a bonus? Yeah, I think, Shay, you're going to sing for us. So what are you going to sing? Tell us the story about the song you're going to sing.
Well, I'm going to sing a song that everybody knows so well. It's an Irish song. It's called Danny Boy.
And why is it special to you?
Because it's one of my favourite songs. I like to sing.
Okay, and you've sung this for Danny O'Donnell before? Or?
I have, yeah. I've sung it for Daniel O'Donnell and I've sung it for various other people.
And what's the reaction been normally when you've
sung it? I've got a big round of applause. I've sung this out in Tenerife, actually.
Well, we should practice our round of applause. So, Shay, we're going to give you the airways of Radio Woking.
Right.
I don't know if this is allowed or a good idea.
It's all live radio, John.
It is live radio, and you turned your phone off because your phone alarm going off earlier. You don't get interrupted.
Funny, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready, Shay? We're gonna sit back, relax, and drink some mulled wine.
Live on Radio Woking. Live on Shay.
And I might video it as well.
Okay.
Hang on. When you're ready, Shay, go for it.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. It's you, must go and I must buy. But call me back when summer's in the meadow. Of when the world is hushed and white with snow, 'tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. But when you come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I will maybe, you come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say, an ave there for me, and I shall hear no soft you tread above me, and in my grave you warm and sweet to be, and you will kneel and whisper that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come to me. What do you think?
Brilliant. That was amazing.
I especially sung that for my dad, actually, because I lost my father over about a few years ago now, and I sang it at my dad's funeral.
Do you know, that's so emotional. Yeah. And
everybody likes it. It's one of my favourite songs. It's lovely.
Really good.
That is the first time you've heard me sung live, John.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
And you've got a brilliant singing voice. What do you make of that, Luke?
That was really good, actually.
There you go.
That was really good.
See, Luke, your arrival turned at, you came at the right time just to hear Jay singing.
So, Luke, and I know John likes to do this, but what's coming up on the show today, Luke?
So we've got...
he's got to get his phone out. Hang on.
I've changed from phone. Oh, those are my phone to paper now.
He's taking it out of us.
He's converting me.
That's right.
Yeah, so we're going to have some more Christmas songs, actually, because it is December. Surprise! I'm always going to have some modern songs just to break out a bit, because it is only the 3rd of December, so it's Christmas
just yet, but we have to start playing Christmas music.
Yeah, you do. You have to, because it's now December, so you do have to now.
So have we got the usual quiz coming out as well?
Yes.
That's where people... Well, how does that work?
It's the 10 to 1 teaser. So at 10 to 1, I'll give you an impossible question that you can answer after 2 o'clock. Well, after 1 o'clock,
after 1 o'clock. You're putting it forward again, but after 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And then Shane will give you your verdict at the end of the show.
Yes.
Now that is the first time that John has ever heard me sing live. You can say now, you can...
Yeah.
You know,
so it was really good.
That Susan Boyle moment, you know?
I
wasn't expecting such great things, Shane.
That was a nice little surprise for you.
Well, there you go. That's a little early Christmas present for us. Should we get some more music? Got a bit of Lewis Capaldi, I think, now.
I think that'd be good. I'm ready to work in.
Thanks. Days aching, nights are long too.